Jesse Shabbat.
Bat, 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 bat.
Was it? Oh, Fessy? Oh my, really?
Really?
Fessy!
If you know, you know.
We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5and1.net.
Sharknado 7, Into the Lion's Share, will not be heard at this time, because the sharks and lions are currently battling. Hey, watch out for those balls! In its place, we present a group of folks always wanting the lion's share.
Hey, everybody! Chico Alexander here, and...
Chico?
Yes, here. Jason. Yes, Jason.
The chair's empty.
The chair next to me is empty. Yes, that is an astute observation.
Well, okay, why? Where is he?
Where's Gordon? That's a good question. Gordon is out making money for the company. If he wants to join us, I'm not going to stop him. But in the meantime, that is where we are. Jason is pretty much playing the role of panelist and co-host this week. Until and unless Gordon Pepper arrives. But... we've got some good stuff anyway. For example, Riz God is playing God. We have a really exciting Wheel of Fortune week coming up. We're going to go over that. We have the Jeopardy.
We're also going to go over that.
We've got that. And also, your Jeopardy postseason. We have the details. We have the meats. And also, Gordon and Jason went on a field trip, and Jason has the report for us.
Yes, I went on a very super secret field trip, which is going to be not so secret because of something that's opening in New York City and is in about 15 other cities around the country. But it's opening in New York on December 3rd. More on that later.
And all the stuff that you're looking forward to in January, because from... somewhere in America, WLTI is on. Let's go.
Whee! Welcome to the newest episode of WLTI, episode 513 here at 5and1. It's the world's strongest game show podcast. My name is Jason Block, strength and conditioning coach and pretty much co-host this week with my brother from another mother, Chico Alexander. Chico, what's going on?
Hey, are you saying I'm not a gentleman?
I'm changing it up because it's single.
Yeah, that in more ways than one. Ladies. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah, but we need to go to Greece, and if I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't talk about it, but we gotta do it, so let's go.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so our European adventure takes us to Greece this week, and the word is double U-turn.
Or in other words, moo poo. So here's what happens. They go to Athens. Right. So they go from Bucharest to Athens, Greece, and they fly to Athens, Greece, and they go to Pienka Hill, where they surprised him with
a live U-turn vote.
Now, so, not surprisingly, Tucker and Eric and Kyland and Taylor, Tucker and Eric got the first U-turn. Pretty much four votes, right, I believe?
That is correct. Four teams voted for Tucker and Eric. Each team was allowed two votes. By virtue of their last place finishing, Joseph and Adam got a penalty vote. That does not matter because nobody even considered them. It was Tucker and Eric first, followed by Jazz and Jag and Kylan and Taylor, who each have 3 votes. So we go into a revote situation and we're tied again. Kylan and Taylor have 3, Jazz and Jag have 3. Therefore, and this is the part that grinds my gears, all 3 teams will have the W turn. So the W turn turns into a triple U turn, and we go right into the U turn with Music in the Air or Olives Everywhere. In Music in the Air, teams had to bring a crank-operated piano called a Laterna to Monastriki Square and earn 10 euros from passersby to receive their next clue. In Olives Everywhere, teams had to sample 10 varieties of olives and then correctly identify them to receive their next clue. If you love olives, that is your jam. But if you love busking, you might want to take the first one.
Yeah, if you're Ed Sheeran, you're great. If you're, you know, if you're a foodie, you take the other one. So after the detour, teams had to roll a boulder up the Hill of Muses to Sisyphus. And if you know, I like that. That's kind of cool.
That is cute. I like that.
Well, their next clue sending to the Doro Stratu Theater, where they, okay, this is nasty. They had to memorize and recite the 24 lowercase letters of the Greek alphabet, which direct them to the pit stop Kocha Square.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Chi. This is all elementary stuff.
For those who don't know, but okay. Anyway.
Jazz and Jag are the first to the pit stop. They get a trip.
And they even survive. They survive the U-turn.
I know. It's awesome. They get a trip to Cambodia for their efforts, while Tucker and Eric
and Kylan and Taylor are in the back.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's a fight to the end. And the fight goes to Kylan and Taylor, who ended up in 5th. Tucker and Eric are eliminated. And
this is such moo poo.
This is an app. Okay. All right. I get the U turn. I get it. I get why it's part of the race. W turn. I also get why that's part of the race. But to have a live voted double U turn completely defeats the point of the race. I like to think of The Amazing Race as the last great meritocracy of reality television.
Correct. Yes. And the fact is that we've had double U-turns before. No issue with that. I have no issue with the double U-turn. I have a really big freaking issue with a live vote. And yes, they're trying to do it Big Brother. They did it, the season before. This is really one of the worst things about Amazing Race this year. It makes me want to freaking hurl. It's stupid.
It's absolutely dumb. There's really no place for it. And it's just one of those things that, you know, it was built in there to shake the race up. Otherwise, if it wasn't there, we'd probably be looking at Tucker and Eric versus Jazz and Jack the whole time. But
I will also say this, okay? Now, I understand why they're doing it, because of the fact that one team, you know, over the last 3 or 4 races just dominated and never let anyone count.
I totally get that. I really do. But the thing of it is...
Shut up. It's boring television.
Yeah, I totally get that. I really do. But the thing of it is, it turns into boring television. But at the same time, it kind of sort of feels like you're taking the race out of everybody's hands and putting it basically in somebody else. It's like, okay, this leg of the race is completely out of your power. You're going to have to fall at the mercy of everyone else. Get all glory to Jazz and Jag. They didn't let it bug them. They did what they had to do and just, went at it.
Yeah, didn't the double U turn last year screw somebody over too?
Yes,
I think
it did. If I can just go back to that page for the Amazing Race 37, the double.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. By the way, give if you can. Yeah. So we had a double U turn on leg 7. Of the amazing...
Like 5.
Okay, it was like 5, sorry. Where one team was in third, Scott and Lori. They were in third, then they were in second, then they were in first, then they were in third again, and then the U-turn bit them in the ass as Jonathan and Anna knocked them out, more or less.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, when applied strategically, the U-turn is a very useful tool. Right?
The U-turn is a useful tool. The voting live U-turn, not so much.
Yeah.
Not a fan of live voting.
I mean, if it was Amazing Race, it'd be Amazing Race, not Big Brother Meets the Amazing Race. But then again, this is the whole Big Brother Meets the Amazing Race season, and there's not really much we could do about it. And the kids seem to dig it, only because it's on after Survivor. More on that later. But right now, okay, so that's where we are at the Amazing Race, but now we gotta talk... We went from the really bad decisions to the really good decisions, didn't we, Jay?
No, well, I think we need to go to Culver City first, don't we?
That would be one of the good decisions.
All right.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
All right, so we have the postseason lined up. And it all begins on December 15th with Second Chance. This is going to be a lot of information, so please bear with us. Week 1 of Second Chance has Eugene Huang of Paramus, New Jersey, Allison Willard of Weddington, North Carolina, Aaron Lee of Queens, New York, Dave Whitmire of Portland, Oregon, Pete Johnson of Lansing, Michigan, Ivana Lopez of Tampa, Florida, Eric Nielsen of Hollywood, Chris Turner-Neal of New Orleans, and Evan Argyle of Salt Lake City. Week 2, Jasmine Zhou of Woodland, California, Melanie Hertz of Silver Spring, Maryland, Guy Branum, the former host of Talk Show The Game Show from West Hollywood, California, Rachel Gray from Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, wow, he gets another shot, okay.
Yes, he does. Bob Callan of Lexington, Kentucky, Michelle Tsai of Honolulu, Andrew Wong of Winnetka, Illinois, Aaron Himmel of Long Island, and Molly Marie from New York City. Week 3, Jenna Hayes of New York City, Emily Johnson of Savannah, Mustafa Hamid from L.A., Dondi DeMarco from New York City, Abigail Arnold from Waltham, Mass., Keegan Olsen from Vancouver, British Columbia, Ricky Chandak from Boston, Dan Puma of Chicago, and Ryan Sharp from Oakville, Ontario. The three winners of the week will go on to the champions. Wild card beginning.
Is it three? I thought it was two. It's three weeks.
Three winners. They go to the champions wild card, which begins January 5th. And is comprised.
And this one, by the way, is very important to us.
Yes, it is. We have the three winners. They will join Bill McKinney of Boston, Mass., Jeff Barnes of Washington, D.C., James Corson of Frederick, Maryland, Jonathan Hugen Dubler of Baltimore, Dave Bonds of West Henriette, New York, Jason Singer of Portland, Maine, Dargan Ware of Bessemer, Alabama, Stella Trout of Houston, Vicky Talvola of Jersey City, Cameron Berry from Brighton, Mass., H. Bob Harvey Slikovis of West Orange, New Jersey, and Ian Morrison of Aurora, Colorado. Of the 15 people who play, only one will join the Tournament of Champions and round out the 21-man field. Which consists
21-person field.
The 21-player field. So joining, and that wild card winner will join a pretty stacked field. Your top three buys. These are the top three buys. Scott Riccardi of Somerville, Mass. Or Somerville, New Jersey. 16 wins, $455,000. Laura Fada from Memphis. 8 wins, $92,599. And Paolo Pasco of San Diego. 7 wins, $195,717. So, the others, that includes the wildcard winner, Andrew Hayes of Tupelo with 6 wins, Liam Starnes of Barrington with 6 wins, Josh Weichert of Collegeville, Pennsylvania with 6 wins, five game winners, Ben Ganger of Goshen, Indiana, TJ Fisher of San Francisco, our Celebrity Jeopardy champions, Season 2's champ Lisa Ann Walter, and Season 3's champ W. Kamau Bell, and your four-time winners, Alex DeFrank of Brooklyn, Allegra Cooney of New Brunswick, and Stephen Olson of Princeton, Illinois, Bryce Worgan of Kansas City, Missouri, Ashley Chan of Louisville, Texas. And your three wins, players, Matt Massey of South Charleston, West Virginia, Tom Devlin of Washington, D.C., Brendan Nall of Vancouver, British Columbia, Mike Dawson of Portland, Oregon, and Aaron Levine of Seattle, Washington.
Need a breather?
I might.
This one's easy. We said Harrison Whitaker would be the man this week. He was the man this week. For real. He dominated pretty much in the entire week. He goes into today's game as a 7-day champion with $208,201. Okay. He missed the first Final Jeopardy of his run on yesterday's show. I don't think we don't really need to go through that because it was a locked game. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't a locked. No, it wasn't a locked game. Wait, are we talking about Friday's show or what?
We're talking about Wednesday's show.
Wednesday's show. Yeah, he was playing against Josh Chen of Arlington, Virginia, and Matilda Urbaniak from Queens. But like you said, it was a locked game. Nothing you could do but play it out. Movie characters is your category. The clue. The novelization of a 1977 movie awarded this character a medal at the end, giving writing a perceived wrong. Me! Pick me! Damn it, pick me!
Fine, I'll pick you! Shut up, man! Dude!
It is, who is Chewbacca?
That's right, he got the medal in the book. Han Solo got the medal in the movie.
Yeah.
So in today's game, after the Final Jeopardy round, Harrison has 16-4, Kara has 11-2, Blythe has 3. Category is women authors. In her 2016 New York Times obituary, this author was said to have gained a reputation as a literary Garbo. Ooh, pick me! Pick me! I knew this!
You want this, Jay?
It's Harper Lee from To Kill a Mockingbird. No one got it right.
Nobody got it right, and I'm kind of shocked.
I bet correctly, by the way.
She did. 5,999 she's left with, and Harrison was pretty much resigned to his fate, was like, well, it's been fun. But imagine Cyborg in the Justice League movie catching Aquaman saying, ride's not over.
Ride's not over yet. He's going for game number
nine. Game nine.
Tomorrow.
Yes, he is.
You were talking about Riz God. Let's go to Fiji.
Let's go to Fiji. Right, so Rizzo had an idol in his hands last time. He did not play the idol. He still has it in his hands. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone pretty much knows he has it in his hands. But now it's like, okay, how does he make this work to his advantage? Well, let's just get right into it here. In this round, we have a reward challenge divided into two teams of four by a schoolyard pick, with one castaway not being chosen. You have to push a large heavy cube from the start of the station with a sand.
After untying it and getting it loose, mind you.
Right. Okay. You gotta untie it, then you push it. Then, once the castaway, climb the cube, freeze the sandbag, then all the team members crawled under a net. One castaway tossed the sandbag into the air to free 3 rings from a high pole. Then they'd have to toss the rings back onto the pole, and the first team to finish with the food reward of fried chicken, french fries, and cheesecake.
And I saw the cheesecake. Not bad. Okay.
No, it's not bad at all. So we have as teams Alex, Christina, Savannah, and Sophie. The second team, everybody else with the exception of Soap. She was not chosen, and she picked the yellow team to win. If
right.
that team won, she would get to go on the reward with them. That did not happen, so she gets nothing. Sorry. Anyway, Christina did something a bit interesting.
No, I like what she did here.
This was a good game move. She saw that Jawan had not won a food reward up to that point. She decided to give her spot to Jawan.
Only if he agreed.
But only if he was cool with it. He was cool. So, now we go
and
back.
And by the way, again, very good. Everything about that was great. Jeff saying, are you cool with it? Yeah. So, it took a while, you know.
And this is one of those things that you like to see both from a human standpoint, but also from a game standpoint.
This was a very good thing to put Savannah for Christina to put on her resume. Very smart.
It's like, Christina's a really good person. Certainly better than Savannah.
She's not just a good person, because remember now, okay, at this moment in time, she's one of the two last Uli members with Sophie. This may get them to flip on somebody. Very smart. That was absolutely well done. I'm very... Rarely do I say, you know what, that's a cool move. Okay?
That is a cool move. It's a cool move from both a game standpoint and also beyond the game. You know, a little bit of humanity shown in the game. But then we have Rizzo planning to target Alex. Who's, you know, he's been basically playing up the middle. Sage and Christina, they want to develop a split vote strategy to flush Rizzo's idol out to put one of the majority of the votes on Savannah. Meanwhile, prior to Soap informing Rizzo, Sophie, and Savannah of the plan, Rizzo, under the impression that he still had a chance of working with Sage and Jawan, listened as Soap told him that he doesn't have him on their side. Rizzo's target, on the other's hand, was set on Alex for playing in the middle. He went around camp embellishing things like Alex had said with lies in order to sway anyone he could, including Jawan and Sage. Alex is being too messy. And then we go to an immunity challenge with players using their beat to hold a large disc in place against a small support. If their disc dropped, they were out. Last man and woman won immunity. Steven's last man, Savannah's the last woman.
Right.
So that.
By the way, that was a good. Have we done that before? Have we seen that before?
I think we've seen it, but it's been a long time since we've seen it. Mm-hmm. So there goes that plan. So. Now Soap is the target for the split vote, while Rizzo is trying to convince Jawan and Sage to flip and vote for Alex. Nobody played their advantages, and Christina and Steven voted for Soap. Alex voted for Rizzo. Everybody else voted for Alex.
And again, Alex is gone. So But if you, let's see. So if you notice that, Nate, let's see. I'm just saying the original, let's see who. So it was Uli, Uli and then Hina. Oh, okay. And then Uli. So yeah, Uli is in trouble right now. So Christina and Sophie really need to watch themselves at the moment. They really do.
Yep. But hey, like, we all know that Savannah is ultimately going to be one of those people that you want to keep around simply because if you sit next to them, that makes your million-dollar dream a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody likes her. But when does she become a liability?
Sage?
Sage, yes.
Well, is she in the... Let's look. Is she in the majority right now?
I believe she is. I'm looking at the voting history, and Sage seems to have voted with the majority in...
No, I'm talking about who she with right... Sage is in the Kelly tribe.
Yeah.
With Shannon, Juwan, and Steven. Okay?
So Shannon, Juwan... Steven.
No, I'm sorry. At the moment right now, Sage is with Juwan and Steven.
Yes.
Hina right now is in the driver's seat with... Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm looking wrong. Kelly and Hina each have 3. Uli has 2.
Yeah.
Still anybody.
But, and the two for, The two for Kayla, if I'm not mistaken, there are 3 for Kayla. Steven, Juwan, Sage.
Right.
Uli has Nate and Alex. Christina and Sophie, I think they're more wild card-ish. So yeah, it's going to be a very interesting stretch down the line, especially when you have Rizzo playing everybody against his target. Did you notice Rizzo was pretty much...
He's good. Once, put it to you this way. Once he plays his idol, he's done.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing of it is, everybody knows Rizzo has an idol. So, yeah, you are absolutely correct. Once he plays his idol, there is nothing left to protect him. He's going to have to play the game from here on out.
Right. I don't know if he can.
I don't know if he can either. He's not the physical threat. He's more of a mental threat.
Exactly.
And that's as bad as anything. You can't overplay your hands, and it looks like Rizzo...
And we also have something else we need to talk about. I don't know if that's in the business end with CBS. And if it's with CBS, then we'll talk about that later, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's go with Prince Knight on Dancing with the Stars. Albert Irwin wasn't eliminated. He's winning next week. Goodbye.
That's easy.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Robert Irwin is going to do it, and this is going to be your first brother-sister winning Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, and you know what? When Whitney Levitt was eliminated, blew the whole thing wide open, but still, Robert Irwin, definitely one of the best to do it, at least this season. So, yeah, congratulations, Robert, for winning Dancing with the Stars. Can't wait to see what you do on Freestyle Night.
Okay, so let's talk about the floor for a moment.
Yes, let's talk about the floor for a moment. As it is right now, Jonathan still has the most real estate, but we are still on Ashley, who challenges Mark, and the category is Country Music Awards. Ashley wins that one and challenges Sadia, whose subject is Canadian icons.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, yes. And Ashley takes out Sadia, and next we go to the randomizer with Sergio taking on Jonathan, the category podcasters. Winner, Jonathan. Now he has 41. He uses his He uses his advantage, his time boost, I believe it is.
No, it's a category steal.
No,
versus...
wait, no, he uses, no, he does that later.
He beats Latasha in Phobias.
Yes.
Steals the category.
Here's the thing with his, he used the time boost, which gives him a time advantage. And since they used all of the material, a first for this show, he wins on account of having more time.
Okay.
Now he swaps with book adaptations after beating Andrea, giving him 43 spots. We go to the randomizer. Julie, whose subject is Christmas, plays Johnny, whose subject is famous teachers. Julie wins. We go back to the randomizer. Emily, whose subject is crime-fighting duos. By the way, she's from North Carolina. Plays Jasmine, a buyer in Washington whose subject is energy drinks. Jasmine wins. She challenges Frank. Frank wins the category Terms of Endearment. We go to the randomizer. Haley in fishing challenges Ben with junk in the truck. Oh my god. That is an actual category, by the way. And Ben wins. So Jonathan still has the most land. We'll see if
he's got 40. He's got 48 spaces, and that's another 20,000. What has he won? Let's see. 20, got, 40, yep. 60. 60,000, I believe, yes?
60,000. He can take this. He can take this whole thing when he wants to. But he's got to knock out the.
They're off next week and back December 3rd.
Yeah, because obviously Thanksgiving. So now we go. Where do we go to now, Jay?
Do you have a little bit of a review of a show on Food Network and Magnolia called Gingerbread Land, the biggest little holiday competition? Is it basically the same sort of cooking competition except for gingerbread houses?
Yeah, well, and the thing of it is, you're not making things to eat, you're making things to display. You are making little gingerbread villages in five different styles, and I've got the styles right here. And Oliver Hudson is the host of Gingerbread Land, which is, I want to say it's his first sort of extended hosting gig, but here's how we play. Five bakers face off in a competition of four challenges, building incredible edible worlds from scratch with lights, motion, and storybook level detail of every miniature. The architectural styles are brownstone, mid-century, coastal, chalet, and villa. Oliver Hudson's your host. He is joined by Brad Gorski and He is joined by Gail Gand and Michael Ford and a rotating guest judge, including Brad Gorski, Christina Tosi, Darcy Carden, and Joanna Gaines, because, of course. All right, so the good. It is something different.
You're talking, what's his name? Oliver Hudson?
Oliver Hudson, yes. Kate's brother, Kurt and Goldie's kid.
I'm just trying to see. I'm just looking if he's hosted anything.
I don't think he has. I know he's been on several game shows, but this is his first time hosting anything.
Looking like it to be. He was a contestant on the Great American Baking Show.
There you go. He was. There you go. He was on the Great American Baking Show on Roku.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is his first actual hosting gig, so yes.
So there you go. The good, it is different, it is unique, and it doesn't really, and it focuses more on one metric that kind of gets overlooked in cooking competitions, and that is aesthetics. It's like, yes, we can talk about, hey, make something, see if it tastes good. But here, it's more of, like, sculpture and artwork and all of that stuff. And it's really different. And it doesn't pretend to be anything it isn't.
Okay, well, okay, and what grade do you think? Because I, again, it's been a busy week, so you're the grader this week.
It is a cute little show, and if you want to watch it, then by all means, watch it. It's a B-plus for me.
Okay, that's good. So,
And we want to end up this opening round by talking about a very special week on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, we forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, go on.
Okay, so Wheel of Fortune is teamed up with DraftKings to launch a $500,000 tournament with a twist on the bonus round. Okay, so I'm going to try and explain this. And I did it before the show, and it didn't make any sense to me. Maybe it'll make sense to me now, but here is how the press reads. Throughout the week of shows, there will be two special DraftKings Casino multiplier wedges on the wheel, offering more opportunities to win big. If a contestant lands on one of the wedges, they'll get $1,000 per consonant called that's in the puzzle. Then the total will be multiplied by whatever number is on the other side of the wedge up to 5 times, Monday through Friday. The bonus round will be played as usual, but on Friday, the top 3 winners of the week will return for the championship game. The winner of that game will advance to the bonus round, where they will play a toss-up style bonus round. The winner will have to try and solve 5 rapid-fire toss-up puzzles worth $10,000 each in 45 seconds. The bonus wheel envelopes will be replaced with 2X, 3X, and 4X. The contestant still gets to choose from a list of categories. Puzzles will start with RSTLNE, then begin to populate. If the contestant gives an incorrect solve, they move on, but the clock never stops. After the round, the amount of money earned will be multiplied by the number revealed by Ryan Seacrest to be in the bonus wheel envelope, up to 4X, bringing the prize up to $20,000. During the final episode of the week, a special edition DraftKings Casino 10X multiplier Wild Wedge will be added to the wheel during regular gameplay. The contestant who picks up the wedge can use it like a normal wild card, or if they are the night's winner, they can take the 10X multiplier to the bonus round to add to a 10X envelope for the bonus wheel for a chance to win $500,000. Do you get all of that?
No, but we'll see it as we get there.
Okay. Well, and you know what? We're not leaving Wheel Watchers out of this either. Fans can participate by entering the giveaway at wheelofortune.com. Take note of the bonus round puzzles. Enter them at wheelofortune.com for your chance at winning prizes.
That's next week, right?
That is next week on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. It's $10,000. I believe, I'm looking at it right now. Well, come on. I'm looking at it right now. Look at the bonus puzzle. November 4th to November 28th. And you'll have 7 days after each episode to enter. Okay, let me just check the rules per se. Okay.
Okay.
And it's each episode, $10,000 in cash. Okay.
There you go. No purchase necessary. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. 21 and older. Gamble responsibly. All of that stuff.
Okay.
But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. But still to come, Jason is going to tell us all about a great big game show coming to New York City December 3rd. But first, it's all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including the return of a Beast, a Ferguson, and a LeVar Burton.
Ah, okay. So,
all that
I'll stuff. Do this.
Okay.
Well, actually, you do this.
No, you do this.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you do it. You do the cue.
Okay, with Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander. Stick a stay with 5-1. You're home for We Love to Interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you 22 different gambling casinos that game shows will promote this year. Let's see. BetMGM, DraftKings,
FanDuel. I'm surprised nobody did FanDuel yet.
FanDuel, Betty ESPN. Oh, wait, that's gone. Oops. Rivers Casino, you know?
Yep. And, of course,
like that.
Yeah, stuff like that there. This is 5-1. We love Twitter Up. We'll be right back.
One in four of us will be affected by mental illness at some point in our lives. Yet nearly two-thirds of us will never seek help, especially men. We pride ourselves on courage and our ability to never show weakness. But mental health touches us all. We are athletes, actors, and musicians. We are friends, husbands, and fathers. It's one of us. It's one of you. It's time for men to talk about mental health. Help starts with the conversation. End the stigma. To learn more about our stories, visit bringchangethemind.org.
Virginia News is presented by Gingerbread Dream House. That's right. Couples will compete for their very own Gingerbread Dream House. If they can unlock the golden doors with the time release bar and the three-digit combination, they get their own gingerbread. Come on. Is that it?
Yeah, it's all it. That's it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I swear it was more interesting when Bob Eubanks hosted it.
Believe me, I was in touch with Don Reed when that was going on.
Oh, really?
I was, but we'll get to that at another time. If I may, Chico, roll
yes,
that beautiful brain footage, please.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Can you tell what I've been binging on YouTube all week?
Yeah, I know. All the Gingerbread House stuff.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris. As always, you can follow Doug Morris on all social media. Doug Morris Games, Rock 104, Rock Tracks, and Tracks Productions. And you can listen to Doug Morris every Sunday as he hosts Rock Tracks and Doug Morris from high atop his palatial Pipe Belt Estates on Rock 104, WXRR, Hattiesburg, 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the nose.
Multiverse.
On rock104fm.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 app. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Not a lot of stuff to cover, not a lot of time, so let's just get right down to the Concord, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Okay, so we continue our look at the midseason with the CW, and January 22nd is going to be the date of import there, as we have new seasons of Scrabble and Trivial Pursuit. Scrabble will be season 2 with new host Craig Ferguson taking over for Raven Simone, while Trivial Pursuit will return LeVar Burton to the host and executive producer role. And then, on January 7th, on Prime Video, we have the beginning of the biggest game show ever devised for television. If you believe the host. Yes, it is Beast Games Season 2 with Jimmy, Mr. Beast Donaldson, planning to give away another $5 million. But as you know, it is subject to change because Jeffrey Randall Allen, the winner of season 1, actually won $10 million.
Because there was a double in there. Was this in the same set? Did they build the same set? They didn't go to Saudi Arabia, did they?
Yes, they did. In
they
fact,
filmed this.
The fiercest competitors yet. There's going to be Strong versus Smart, and some of its second season will have been reportedly filmed in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly. But, okay. That's... Well, you do know that Mr. Beast has taken the Saudi money for Riyadh season, so doesn't shock me, really.
Not really, no. But let's talk about CBS now, because they have their own mid-season lineup. January 7th is the season premieres of Hollywood Squares and The Price is Right at Night. March 4th is the premiere of America's Culinary Cup, but you're going to want to mark down all of the dates in the calendar here. Monday, February 9th, Tuesday, February 10th, Wednesday, February 11th, Thursday, February 12th, Friday, February 13th, Monday, February 16th, Tuesday, February 17th, Wednesday, February 18th through Friday, February 20th, because Survivor 50 is being celebrated all year.
Nice.
Yes, 10 encore episodes for the show's iconic history, showcasing players from the Survivor 50 cast. The season premiere of Survivor 50 will be February 25th. 3 hours, baby! 3 hours! Yeah.
That's a lot!
That is a lot of Survivor, but then again, you don't get to 50 seasons without a lot of Survivor.
Right.
And we got a double date book for you, Jay.
Yeah, because we're not going to be here next week, are we?
No, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving with our families and our friends.
Yes, we are. So on Monday, as we record this, celebrity name that tune is Siriano. It's Christian Siriano versus Sonya Morgan. Celebrity Weakest Link on the Fox Ex-Wives Club, and the beginning of the Draft Kings Week. Tuesday is the season premiere of It's a Cake Holiday, season finale of Dancing with the Stars. Alex versus America, Alex's Nightmares, season finale. And next week, Love is Blind Italy, celebrity name that tune, Debbie Mazar versus Reggie Watts, Celebrity Weakest Link, Fox's Holiday Heroes, and Dancing with the Holidays on December 2nd on ABC and Disney Plus. And December 4th, Celebrity Family Feud, The Housemaid versus The Housewives, and The Great Christmas Light Fight season premiere. But we need to talk about that app, though. Ooh, boy. Let's do it.
Okay, so how much do you pay for Netflix every month, Jay?
$25 a month, because I get the 4K and everything.
Well...
And ad-free.
Well, Netflix is giving some of that money back.
I hope so, yes. They've got a new trivia app, which is... Hold on, which I will get there.
I'm looking at it right now. It is...
No premiere date is set.
Yes, it's called Best Guess Live. It's a live game on the Netflix platform. And you're given 20 seconds and 5 clues. If you solve the puzzle, you are in the running for the nightly prize. And the prize has not been announced. The drop date has not been announced. All we know is going to air weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And also all we know is that it is going to be hosted by not one, but two well-known, well-loved names around here. Hunter March and Howie Mandel.
Yes!
Two of the best people to do it in the live space nowadays.
Indeed. And you know what? I'm very looking forward to it. I think that's a great idea. And I think that's smart.
I also think that's smart. Unfortunately, this is about as dumb as you can possibly get.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb.
You are really dumb. For real.
All right, so we go from Love Island to love scamming.
Go for it.
Okay, our subject this week, are you smarter than Isaiah Campbell?
Go ahead.
Yeah, he is apparently a Love Island scammer.
This was interesting. I read this. Tell them what they did.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Before he went on Love Island Games, he convinced somebody, a TikToker by the name of Katie Dalton, to be the girl he has waiting back home.
Oh, God, really?
Her story time on the situation went viral. And the long and short, and the TLDR of it is, Zay took all of her money.
How much we talking?
She never said, but she basically paid his way to the show, paid for all of his clothes. He said, he basically, this is Dalton.
Didn't he win the whole thing?
Yes.
And so he has $100,000. He could pay her back.
Yeah, he has not. He has not paid any of her back. She is not. It's like she says Love Island hadn't yet given him the $125,000 prize, and Campbell promised to reimburse her as soon as it arrived. Once he got paid, this is from Katie Dalton. Once he got paid by Love Island, everything completely switched up. He barely talked to me anymore and basically dropped me and never mentioned paying me back ever again. We haven't seen each other in months, so this is the first time that I'm seeing you, and that's what you do? Okay. Dalton said they later spent time together in New York City, included the photo below in her video, but she paid for the hotel room. Then she added a screenshot of her bank statement. And then she went on to say she got him free dinners, tables at nightclubs, and alcohol during the visit. He had a hickey on his neck at the time. We haven't seen each other in months, and this is the first time that I'm seeing you, and that's what you do? Such disrespect. And then posting receipts from other women saying, this man is a serial scammer. He talks to girls, and then a couple days in, begins to ask for money. To his credit, Campbell has yet to officially speak out on the controversy, but he did leave a message. GMTFO of drama. Some people thrive in it, though, huh? It's a shame. No, I don't know what that means either. But if you thought that was bad.
Yep.
Haterade!
Now, full disclosure, we have made lots of money off of Portal 1.
Yes.
Both of us.
Yes.
Okay. Especially in Quiztopia and the arcade show. But as of this Wednesday, they restructured everything. Go ahead.
All right. So there are daily prizes in Quiztopia. There are going to be 10 quiz stars. That is the top 10 finishers. 5th through 10th get $10. 4th gets $20. 3rd gets $30. 2nd gets $40. And the top winner gets $50.
The old prize structure was $175, $50, $40, $35, $30, $25, $20, $15, $10, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then your wild card, they halved the money. Well, actually, they didn't half the money. They're taking 40% of the money off. So instead of $5 for every correct answer banked, it is going to be $3 for every correct answer. So you can win up to $30 instead of up to $50. And then you go to the arcade show, which basically halves all of the money. League winners, the Gold League, will get $100. Silver League gets $50. Bronze League gets $25. And your Beat the Guest random draw winners get $10. Unless you have a prize booster, in which you get $20.
And the worst part of it all is, a lucky viewer does not get $200. They get 2,000 tickets.
Yes, and this is from Portal 1. More tickets means more entry toward the $1,000 Mega Monthly giveaway draw. So instead of a season-long lead-up to a $5,000 draw, we get monthly drawings worth $1,000.
That's crap. Why?
This is the corporate talking now. We're making these updates now to lay the groundwork for our upcoming tournament system, where we're evolving from one daily tournament to a whole new model with a variety of tournaments all running in parallel. With this update, there will be new ways to play, compete, and win every day, and right now we're focusing on ensuring our prize system is flexible, scalable, and ready to grow alongside the new model. For now, check out the full breakdown. We already went over the full breakdown. So, yeah,
I'm not a fan of this. Nobody
has ever cut their way to success. Nobody.
Well, but let's think of it this way, okay? Okay? Let's do some monetary numbers.
All right.
Okay? Let's do the old pie structure, shall we?
Okay.
So it's 10, 15. Dude, let's do some calculations here.
All right. We're going to do some quick calculations here. 10 plus 15 plus 20. Plus 25, plus 30, plus 35, plus 40, plus 45, plus 50.
No. It's 10, plus 15, plus 20, plus 25, plus 30, plus 40, plus 30. Where did I get to? 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 75, 100. Okay. What's that?
Wait, hold on. 50. I got to back up here. 50 plus 75 plus 100, that's $400. That's $400 plus...
So there's 20 wild cards. Let's say let's average it out. $25.
$25.
So times 20 is 500.
So that's 900. That's $900 a night on Questopia.
So that's let's round it up to 1,000 and say 365,000.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, in the arcade show, right, it's $600 if you don't have the prize boost, right?
Right. So let's just assume, for argument's sake, nobody has a prize boost.
Right. So then, 200, 150, and 50, right?
200, 150. So that's 350.
So that's 950.
Yeah, 950.
So that's $2,000 a day. So that's $730,000 a day for a prize budget.
Right.
For a year.
Under the new format, it would be, let's say, 150, 25. That's $175 plus 300. So 475, let's round that up to an even 500.
What's 475?
This is the new one. This is the new formula.
So what for both shows?
For the arcade show. That's
500.
500. Mm-hmm. And Quiztopia is, let's see, 50, 90. I'm doing the Dick Clark here. 50, 90, 120. 140, and then $60 extra, so that's 200 plus, let's say, 100, let's say 300. So it's basically 500. So they've cut it in half from 2,000 a day to 1,000 a day.
Right, exactly. But why?
Well, if what we're hearing is true, that doesn't really make that darn much of sense, because they've been doing most of their production out of Norway for the last few weeks, but they're looking to move to Los Angeles.
So, wait a minute. So all the production is out of Norway with the green screens and everything?
No, the green screen was done at a branch office in Los Angeles. But recently they've been doing like all of the processing, like producing and money and all of that is coming out of Norway. They're looking to move it to the branch office. If what we're hearing is true. But yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, I have seen this movie way too many times.
Haven't we all? But we always bounce to it, and our friends are going to do it. So we have to move on. And where are we sending our Alexander friend and all our Norwegian friends at Portal 1?
Canada!
Okay.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
Okay, so, you are familiar with Zone 3. They handle all of the Fremantle properties in our friends to the north. They did Match Game Canada. They are currently doing Family Feud Canada.
Zone Shout 3- out Ryan Vickers, by the way.
And Liek. Don't forget Liek. So, they have merged with Sphere Media. Sphere is known for, among other things, Wayward, Cardinal, 19-2, Small Achievable Goals, and other productions for Netflix, NBC, CBC, and HBO Max. Their biggest commission is Transplant for NBC and CBC.
Okay. That's big. That's good.
That is a very big, very good business deal indeed. And it also
so we're gonna get some Canadian media pros, aren't
don't,
we?
Don't we always?
Yes.
I got pros. I got pros in different area codes.
Area
codes. Pro in different area.
And this week's Media Pro Report, Stuart Scott is getting the 30 for 30 treatment from ESPN. Riley Arnold addresses rumors that she will not be asked back next season. My guess is she will be. Mark LaBette helps open a refurbished pub. Shaquille O'Neal is planning to judge Dunkman for TNT. Cleve Keller and Dave Knoll, our good friends at Keller Knoll, are working on a game show version of Shark Bite to be produced alongside Goliath Games. John Carpenter and Judith Keppel, the first millionaire winners from the US and the UK, celebrate very, very big anniversaries. James Holzhauer slams Jeopardy for not keeping up with inflation.
Really? Okay, well, let's hold on a minute, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on. When did Jeopardy When did Jeopardy increase the clue value? They did that. Well, you know, he may have a point.
Yeah, I have what he said here. He said, we need to talk about the nominal stagnation of Jeopardy prize money. And this is actually from Matthew Iglesias from Bloomberg. Then he quote tweeted him saying, he just posted a chart that said, Jeopardy winnings by season. Season 33, $5 million. Season 35, $9 million. And season 40, $5.2 million, not counting Celebrity, Jeopardy, and Masters. Then he posted a picture of Tim Robinson in a hot dog suit.
Okay, well, here's the thing, okay? I think 25 years is not exact. I mean, you know, remember, so from 84 to 2001 is 27 years.
Yeah.
It, Holzhauer may have a point.
That's true. That is true. And also, I mean, after his...
You do 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, and 6, 12, 18, 24, 3,000. Yes.
And remember, James Holzhauer got his money by being a Stone Cold Jeopardy badass, whereas I don't see anybody play to his level since then. So, just some things to think about. Anyway, As we continue on, Valerie Bertinelli apologizes to a guy that she put on read a long time ago.
Right.
Julianne Hough got emotional at the anniversary show. Rob Mariano is teasing a secret side project with Dylan Efron. Lauren Bushnell Lane can now field a Family Feud team as she welcomes her third child. John Cena had his final appearance on Raw this week.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he will be at Survivor Series on the 29th, and then 2 weeks later at Saturday Night's Main Event, and then he's done with in-ring work. That doesn't mean he's not going to be around. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he's not going anywhere. Maya Jama launches a mentorship program for marginalized women in creative industries. Good for her. But none of them are your pro of the week.
Yes, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
And no, we're not talking about that movie. We're talking about our good friend, Mr. Neil Patrick Harris, who is hosting, I believe it's an 8-episode series, I think.
It is an 8-episode, no, it's a 6-episode series called What's in the Box? It'll drop on Netflix December 17th. Giant boxes conceal prizes, surprises, and unexpected reveals as the show tests smarts, strategies, and stamina. Over several episodes, pairs of contestants face off in trivia rounds, racing to correctly guess what's inside each box. But winning a prize is just the beginning. As the game unfolds, shifting alliances and unexpected twists means only those with sharp instincts and a little luck will hold on to their winnings and claim victory.
Yeah.
So that sounds interesting, to say the very least.
And
I've always said that Neil, I've always said that Neil Patrick Harris is an MC in search of a format. This might be it.
We'll see. But I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
What's
I'm going to say this. And those are your pros, and that's Brain Vision. Chico, if you would please.
Did I do good?
You did good. And I'm going to do even better because I have a super secret report for you all. Right after this in 5 and 1. We'll be right back. See ya.
WLTI is presented by Kentucky Fried Tar Heels, home of the new flavor.
Wait, dude, you're actually self-flagellating?
I'm reading what Gordon's written to me.
Oh, okay.
Home of Demon Deacon Orange. It's so orange, it's a downright butt-beating. That is Kentucky Fried Tar Heels, Ramsey's done right. All right.
Man, that sounded like a hostage video.
Gordon, where's my money? Gordon, where's my money?
I don't know, but I have... Okay.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah, let me explain this, okay?
Please explain this.
Okay, if you go to a website called greatbiggameshow.com.
Okay, I am there right now.
Okay, there are locations all over the country. There are 14 of them right now. Okay? And I will explain this to you. Two in California, one in D.C., one in Hawaii, one in Illinois, one in Minnesota, one in St. Louis, one in Nevada, one in East Rutherford, New Jersey. I'm skipping something. Two in Tennessee, two in Texas, one in Washington. And they're planning to open six more in Atlanta, Las Vegas, more in Seattle, and in Pennsylvania. But the one I'm looking at is in New York City. That's hoping, that's opening December 3rd. Gordon and I got to view a sneak preview of the game, of the experience, through our good friend Mr. John Chinesky, who runs One Star Trivia, at the One Star Bar every week. Okay, he also is one of the MCs. So this is how it works. You go into this game studio, you're pretending to play different mini games. If you look at how it works, okay. Are you looking at that?
I'm looking at it right now, yes.
Okay, and you have about a 90-minute experience where you play different games. The host has a sidekick named Chip. You see the Alex Trebek look-alike TV here?
Yeah, I do. It looks like a TV with a mustache.
Right, okay. So, then you get to play one of, I believe it is, different mini-games. And if you look at the mini-games, there are things like Blaster Blitz, like games like things that I have played were Drawing in the Dark, which is a blindfolded version of Win, Lose, or Draw. There's a game called Letter Roll, which is a die version where you roll die to play a game very similar to Wheel of Fortune. Range Finders, which is a game called Play the Percentages. Remember Me, which is the photo challenge of like Big Brother. Then a game called, and then of course Trivia Temple, which is of course like Legends of the Hidden Temple. And then of course we finished with a game called The Grid. Okay, which is definitely not like Jeopardy, you see.
It is okay. Similar to, but legally distinct from Jeopardy. If that's what you're trying to say. Choose from four categories, each with four questions. Select your.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is that we got to play it, and there is a host there. And this is a lot of fun. This is a real lot of fun. It is, as I said, it's 90 minutes. And, you know, there are different buzzers. There's different interactivity. And the run-through was pretty good. The guy who was the host he was his first run-through, and he was pretty good. And the manager of the show, believe it or not, the whole place is going to be on Wheel of Fortune next week.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, this Friday. Yes, you'll check it out. Okay.
Okay.
But again, it's a small studio. The price is, I'm going to just tell you what the prices are. The view, yeah, that again, it's December 3rd. And the prices are, and the booking is now, right now. And if you book a show, it's let's just say, let's say you book December 3rd, let's say December 5th. The prices is about $47.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
And then there was holiday editions too. And it's worth it. It's a lot of fun. I would definitely go back.
problem is you've got to find some friends to go with you.
Yeah, I know, but it's really fun. If you get a you can get a group of people. As a matter of fact, they want to open late. Can you imagine, how, you know, going to a bar and doing drunk game shows later on?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not only can I imagine it, I would love to be able to do that. But it looks like the Times Square building, that is the one in New York City.
It's the Brill building. It's on 49th and Broadway. Right next, a block away from the Krispy Kreme donut shop.
There's a Krispy Kreme donut shop in New York City.
Yes,
there
is.
How far have we come as a people?
We have survived. No, but seriously, it is also in the same building as an escape room called The Escape Game. I don't know if you know of this company.
I do, actually. I've not been to an escape game. I've been to escape room like The Escape Game, but not exactly like that particular franchise.
Okay, but I will say this. They will be open in 2 weeks. Uh-huh.
Right.
They will be opening in 2 weeks in...
you said 49th and Broadway.
49th and Broadway, December 3rd, greatbiggameshow.com. Please check it out. And also, Gordon was with me, since he is not here this week. When we come back, we will follow up on this and his experience as we are going into the holiday season. And it is something I would do again. I really would.
Ah, sounds good. And also, according to the site, it says you can celebrate your win with a victory meal at La Grande Boucherie, Oceana, or Easy Paella and Tapas, or by swinging over to Hershey's Chocolate World for a sweet.
No, that's all within the area.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not within the building.
Okay.
It's not within the building.
Okay. Got
this
it.
Is just the restaurants within the general vicinity.
Ah,
that's all.
All right.
But again, holiday time, great time to open, great time to check it out, you know?
Yep. So, greatbiggameshow.com. All of the locations are there. The New York City location opens December 3rd. And again, when Gordon comes back, we'll be sure to ask him what he liked about it.
Indeed. But this is something I'm really looking forward to, because if it succeeds in New York, I mean, put it to you this way, this is something I could do as a contestant or maybe something else down the road, if you know what I mean.
Maybe?
Yes, exactly.
Possibly?
I would definitely. Yep. I'd love that. So, we shall see.
But in the meantime, while you get ready to do the Great Big Game Show, we are going to get ready to wrap this Great Big Game Show up with the speed round, and that's coming up right after this on 5-1. We'll be right
From the producers of Netflix, Is It Cake? Comes Is It Turducken? At the Thanksgiving dinner table, you cut into a turkey. Is it cake? Is it really turducken? Is it Soylent Green? Who knows? Is it turducken coming to a Thanksgiving dinner table near you?
I have a gingerbread house. I'm going to cut into this gingerbread house and... oh my god, it's turducken!
All seriousness, folks, now we're going to be off next week, and Thanksgiving is a time of, you know, family, friends, football, and food. But we all know that sometimes people will have a little too much of the wine, the beer, the adult beverages. Please drive safely. We don't want to hear you as a statistic. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, that's right. And if you are planning on cooking the Thanksgiving dinner, please be safe. Don't be a jerk about it. Get some friends to help you. And if you insist on deep frying the turkey, please remember to turn the Bunsen burner off before you drop the turkey into the hot oil. You will prevent fires and you will prevent burning your eyebrows off.
Yes, and also make sure do not do a frozen turkey into hot oil. That is freaking stupid.
Yeah, that is a terrible thing to do. But again, like we said, Thanksgiving is a time for family, friends, football, food. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the love. Enjoy all of the experiences. We don't get that darn many if you think about it. And again, with all of the things that we've been going through for the past year, we're all still here. And for nothing else, you ought to be thankful for that.
Yes, and I am, of course, thankful for you, for Gordon, and everyone here at 5-1. That
and
would
I'm
be also. Carl, that would be Nikki, that would be Josh, that would be VRM, that would be Ian, that would be everyone else, and, of course, all the people who have been there past and present. So, with that said, and with all our thankfulness, and, of course, we are all thankful for health, happiness, and the fact, as you said, that we are still here, let us move on to a speed round, and let's do it. Now, Survivor, who gets picked off next?
Oh, man. It's almost like I want to pick off Savannah, but the fact that she's an easy in for the million makes it impossible. I have to go with Sage. Or Rizzo. Actually, I cannot do Rizzo because he has an idol, and that's just, yeah. So,
well, all I'm saying right now is that at this moment in time, I think someone's going to get picked off, and I think it's going to be Christina. I really do. But Amazing Race with the shakeup. What happens next? Who gets to the final four?
Oh, man. I think Jazz and Jazz.
Who doesn't get to the final four?
Oh, man. I have this feeling that Kylan and Taylor are about to be screwed. I've got this dark feeling that they're about to be screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Jeopardy! Harrison Whitaker is going for his ninth win. Does he make it to 10 and beyond?
Mm-hmm.
He does?
I think he gets to at least 13. I think he comes back. I think we're talking about him as a two-week champion. I really do. Although, I will say he may be tiring a little bit.
Yeah, he's showing a bit of gamer fatigue, you know. Father Time is undefeated, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I'm just saying the fact, you know, he's playing back to back to back. This is nine. This is game nine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So we shall see. Wheel of Fortune. How much do you think DraftKings is going to give away by next week's finale?
I'm guessing they do not give away the half mil. I think they get to 200,000.
Okay.
I'm being sort of realist here. It's like you see a bunch of offers for big money, but you don't ever see them given away. So this is me being realist.
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars. Robert wins, doesn't he?
Yep, move on.
Okay. The floor.
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh. Okay. We have mail from our good friend. Oh, it's our good friend's identity withheld.
Uh-oh.
Please change back to Beat the Bridge at 6 and 6:30, Tic-Tac-Toe at 7, and Bingo Blitz at 7:30.
Okay. All right, here we go. To identity withheld. Okay. We're not Game Show Network. We are Game Show News Net. When you do this, just check the address. We appreciate you. But we, in our good long over 20-year career, while we do have contact with people in the industry, we don't have the power to, affect scheduling of the industry. Is that fair?
That's quite fair.
So then, with that, and thank you for your mail. If you want to send us mail, it's WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com. Of course, on all our social media feeds, including X, Instagram, I believe TikTok, and a bunch of other places, it is, of course, GameShowNewsNet.com. For us, it's @GameShowNewsNet. For myself, it is Beat the Block with the number 2. And Gordon Pepper is GSNN Haterade. And you are, sir?
Dino R. Alexander. That's D-I-N-O-R Alexander.
Correct. And, of course, there are other shows here at 5 and 1 that we talk about. For example, tonight we had our Thursday night football game where the Buffalo Bills, they're in trouble.
You want to talk about Rusty? You want to talk about freaking Rusty?
Josh Allen had performance hangover, you see. The Bills lost, and we're going to talk more about Week 12, and we were going to preview all the Thanksgiving activities, and believe it or not, I think we have 3 good games this year, not,
3 good games of the EA Sports John Madden Thanksgiving. They rebranded the Madden Thanksgiving, and is now EA Sports Madden Thanksgiving.
Nice. Okay.
So there is that, and that will take place next Thursday. And do you know off the top of your head what the games are?
Yeah, hold on one second as I actually look it up. And we're going to also talk about the fact that the Thanksgiving Day on Christmas Day on Netflix is going to be interesting too. So first game is Packers Lions. Of course, because the Lions always have Thanksgiving Day at home. And, of course, Chiefs-Cowboys.
Cowboys are always at home.
Right, and then Bengals at the Ravens for Thursday Night Football.
So that is that's going to be a very stacked lineup. And, of course, you want to talk about more football? We got more football. Friday is Black Friday football. The Bears at the Eagles. That's going to be a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And, of course, we'll talk more about that next week on the BS Big Show. What's going on in the NAWC?
NAWC, we're going to talk about Full Gear. And then next weekend is Survivor Series. And then 2 weeks after that is John Cena's final match, because we had the return of Dolph Ziggler on Monday. Zach Ryder last Thursday. You remember that. You saw that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And as we head towards the best and worst of everything, in the Nikki Awards, and of course, you need to start putting together the ballot and all that good stuff. You really do.
We've got the 2 big shows that we do at the end of every year. The first is the 10 biggest stories of 2025. It's going to be really hard to pick out 10 stories that define the game show world over the past year, but we're damn sure gonna try.
I think it's easy if we can figure it out.
Yeah, and then there's the best and worst of everything, where we talk about all of the people, games, the events that made 2025 so gosh darn memorable in our favorite genre. And all of that is coming in the weeks to come here on WLTI. Also, when we come back in 2 weeks' time, we will be reviewing the Celebrity Traders UK, which drops on Peacock.
Nice.
So that's something to look forward to as we push ahead for the World's Strongest. Also, It Was a Thing on TV.com. We just dropped a new episode, The Next Line, which was sort of the spiritual successor of the New Liars Club in Canada. So that's something to look forward to over at It Was a Thing on TV.com. Also, Squared Circle Time Machine, episode 29, Clash of Champions 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, but yes, so we will be back in early December on, I believe, December 4th, to catch up on 2 weeks of Survivor, 2 weeks of Jeopardy, 2 weeks of Amazing Race, the finale of Dancing with the Stars, and any game show news that comes up over the next 2 weeks. Good grief, we've got a lot to deal with. So for the absent Gordon Pepper, for myself, Jason Block, and for you, Chico Alexander, this is WLTI. take us home.
Our time is up. We thank you for yours.
Yours, that's right. And of course, spread the love.
Game over. Spread the love. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See ya.
Night.
And happy Thanksgiving from Mr. Blanc.